Zelensky fires Ukraine's ambassador to U.S. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has fired Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Ole Stefanishyna, in an order published on August 3. Stefanishyna was in her position for nearly a year. Her departure had been expected for several weeks. In a Facebook post, Stefanishyna said the decision to leave her job was her own decision, driven by personal circumstances, and that she had accomplished much during her time in the position. "We boosted the supply of American weapons and maintained support right when the political climate in Washington was changing and not in our favor," she wrote. Last week, Stefanishyna told reporters in Washington that Zelensky had not sought her resignation, according to Ukrainian public broadcaster Suspiln. In her Facebook post, Stefanishyna said she would answer other questions about her circumstances that have played out in the media. Ukrainian media outlets reported she had told Zelensky of her intention to resign last month. The reports included long-running probes into alleged irregularities in her asset declaration. In addition to Stefanishyna, Zelensky has made other personnel changes in the government. He replaced Mikhailo Fedorov with Yevgeny Kmara as acting defense minister last month, prompting protests throughout Ukraine. Fedorov had earned recognition for helping transform Ukraine's military into a more formidable fighting force, while leading the integration of drone technology into combat operations. The utilization of unmanned aerial vehicles has contributed to Ukraine's recent battlefield successes, as Kyiv has increasingly targeted Russian weapons manufacturing facilities and fuel infrastructure in an effort to weaken Moscow's military operations. Also affected by the personnel moves was Yulia Sviridenko, who stepped down last month as prime minister. "I am grateful to Yulia for her clear, steady, and effective work as prime minister, for her years of productive service on Ukraine's team, and I have offered her the opportunity to lead a new and important area of relations with a key partner," Zelensky wrote in a statement on July 12. Zelensky did not say why she stepped down or what her new role would be. Sviridenko said she was grateful to Zelensky for his trust and for his high assessment of our team's work. "I am proud to have had the honor of leading the government during one of the most difficult periods in Ukraine's modern history," she wrote in an X post. A reshuffle of Ukraine's diplomatic and ambassadorial appointments is also expected. Reuters, Victoria Friedman, and Jackie Thrapp contributed to this report.